Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
The Vatican has just released a collector's edition of documents on the Knights Templar that shed new light on the controversial medieval Christian military order that was accused in the past of heresy and sexual misconduct. The volume published by the Vatican Secret Archives will reproduce original parchment texts preserved in the Vatican, including a large folio discovered in 2001 that describes a papal investigation of the order. Entitled Processus Contra Templarius, the elaborate volume will cost just under 6,000 euros. Only 799 copies will be put on sale, whilst the 800th copy is being presented to Pope Benedict. To give you a bit of background, the Knights Templar were founded in Jerusalem in 1118 and during the Crusades grew in influence and power. In the early 1300s they were charged with heresy, their assets were seized and the order was eventually dissolved by Pope Clement V. Many members were burnt at the stake. But as Susie Hodges has been finding out, the document discovered in 2001 has revealed that Pope Clement did not find the Templars guilty of heresy, as had been believed for hundreds of years.
The centrepiece of the new volume released by the Vatican is a facsimile of a document called the Chinon Parchment that reports on the early phase of Pope Clement V's investigation into the alleged heretical activities and other misdeeds of the Templars. At some point in the past, the document in question had been wrongly catalogued. And Barbara Frale, a researcher in the Vatican's secret archives, stumbled across it by chance 6 years ago. Frale says the document is an extremely important find as it exonerates the Templars from the charge of heresy and will call for a general reappraisal of that period in history.
I think it's very important because it marks a milestone for history, because our image of the past, of the Middle Ages, now will be changed and it will be more exact.
So what was her reaction when she came across the document in question and realised what it contained?
When I found the parchment, I was studying this kind of document since 10 years. I had something like a suspicion. Anyway, at the beginning, I was really very surprised. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Had a lot of historians been looking for this document?
Yes, I think a lot of people, but it was quite hidden under such a misunderstanding. The parchment is described in an old catalogue that it was written in 1628 and it is not very precise.
Does this document exonerate the Knights Templar from the charge of heresy, in your view?
Yes, because the Pope found them guilty of other crimes, but they were not heretics.
Frale says the document describes some of the controversial rituals and initiation ceremonies the Templars practiced, like denying Jesus and spitting on the cross.
They had to deny the Christ and spit on the cross, but it was just a joke, simply a ritual of submission and obedience. The new Templar had to prove he will be able to obey, yet to swear complete obedience.
According to Frale, the volume sheds new light on Pope Clement's attitude towards the Templars and how this attitude changed during the course of the hearings against the order.
At the beginning, the Pope was very, very angry. Even if it was all pretense, such a ritual was absolutely shameful because Templars were people of a religious order.
And afterwards, he became less angry?
Yes, because he understood the real significance of the ceremony.
So what crimes, apart from heresy, did the Pope believe the Templars were guilty of?
Violence, abuses and a lot of bad habits. All these were outrageous crimes, but it is not like heresy.
Why did Pope Clement decide in the end to dissolve the Templars?
Finally, he had no choice, because the King of France, Philip the Fair, was blackmailing him. He was threatening to break unity of Christendom and to make a new Church of France.
But, as Frale goes on to describe, Pope Clement's hands were tied by the weakness of his political position vis-à-vis King Philip IV of France.
I think Pope Clement was a very cunning man, but he was so unlucky.
Why was he unlucky?
It's a little difficult to explain because Pope Clement had no military force and he was like a prisoner in French territory. King Philip had very, very strong military forces and the Pope was an old man and he was very, very sick. He was in France, but he always wanted to return in Italy to Rome, but he cannot because King Philip wanted him to remain in France so he can control him.
Separating fact from fiction when it comes to the Templars has always been difficult. Legends of the Templars, hidden treasures, secret rituals and power have figured over the years in a number of books and films, most notably in The Da Vinci Code. But as Frale points out, it's all pure fiction.
You've been listening to Barbara Frale speaking there to Susie Hodges. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.